T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now partly cloudy and 25 degrees. A house fire in northeast Wichita this morning just after 4:15. First responders were called to the 4300 block of North Linden, southeast of 45th and Webb. Firefighters found a modular home with smoke and flames showing in the attic. No injuries reported, and no word yet on cause or damage estimate. More bodies found in the wake of Northern California's campfire.
As search crews and cadaver dogs carry on looking for more victims of the campfire, a gruesome announcement.
An additional 8 human remains were recovered. That brings the total up to 56.
Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey.
All 8 of those human remains were found in the Paradise area. 6 were found inside structures. 2 were found outside of structures.
At least 130 people are still missing, and the campfire continues to grow. It's torn through 215 square miles, destroying thousands of homes. Jill Nato, Fox News.
A man accused of running over a Wichita police officer last year has entered a plea.
Justin Terrazes pleaded guilty Wednesday to aggravated battery and other charges. Prosecutors say he ran over Officer Brian Otterburn while fleeing in a stolen vehicle in February 2017. Sentencing was set for January 14th. Otterburn, a 25-year police veteran, suffered brain injuries and spent nearly 10 months in hospitals before returning to Wichita last November. He tells KSN News he's grateful for the community's support.
I like to say, think of the citizens of Wichita. I've had so many prayers for me that I believe that's why this happened the way it did today. And I'm healthier because of that.
District Attorney Mark Bennett said the state and defense have agreed to a 39-and-a-half-year prison sentence for Terrazes. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Authorities have identified the victims in a crash that left 3 people dead in Kiowa County early Wednesday. The crash happened on U.S. 54 near the Pratt-Kiowa County line. Authorities say 55-year-old Gary Held of Fergus Falls, Minnesota, was driving a semi-truck westbound when he crossed the center line and collided head-on with another semi that was eastbound. 38-year-old Justin Wise of Arkansas City was driving the other semi. He was also killed in the crash. A passenger in Held's semi, 56-year-old Cheryl Toma of Fergus Falls, Minnesota, also died in the crash. Robberies are keeping Wichita police busy. They're investigating 2 more armed robberies of businesses, including Tuesday night at the Arby's at Rock and Harry and the Quick Shop at 29th and Arkansas early Wednesday.
Our Wichita Police Department investigators are working to see if any of these robberies may be connected. We do tend to see an increase in robberies around the holiday times. We've had 5 just in the last 48 hours. We want to encourage everyone to be safe, take preventative measures, and report any suspicious activities.
Police Officer Charlie Davidson says during the late spring and early summer, there are about 1 or 2 business robberies a week. At this time of year, there are about 4 or 5 per week. Sedgwick County Commissioners have done something they've been talking about since 2003, adopt a code of ethical conduct.
15 years ago, the then members of the Sedgwick County Commission began talking about adopting a code of ethical conduct developed by the Kansas County Commissioners Association. Wednesday, the board finally adopted a resolution based on that statewide set of guidelines. Commissioner Dave Unruh spoke in favor of the idea.
So it's been brought forward on many occasions, and for whatever reason, we never adopted it. So it's probably time that that we do go ahead and adopt this code of ethics.
The vote by the commissioners was 5-0. Gordon Basham, KNSS News.
Michael Avenatti, the lawyer for adult film actress Stormy Daniels and a frequent critic of President Trump, has been arrested in Los Angeles on suspicion of domestic violence. Fox's Trace Gallagher reports.
The Los Angeles Police Department wouldn't identify the alleged victim or say how Avenatti knew her, but police did say she had visible injuries. There are also reports that Avenatti says she hit him first. Avenatti was arrested and posted a $50,000 bond. When he walked out of jail, Avenatti diplomatically thanked the police for their hard work and then said this.
I have never struck a woman. I never will strike a woman.
Unclear exactly what he's, quote, doing, but there's been talk of a 2020 presidential run. He was reportedly set to speak this weekend at events for the Vermont Democratic Party, but had to cancel.
Avenatti's best-known client is Daniels, who says she had intimate relations with President Trump. Trump has denied having an affair. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen, good morning. Now 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Those gasoline prices keep trickling down as the road conditions get better and better out there. You might still see the occasional slick spot in one of those untreated areas, but we've had some significant melting going on out there, and so things are looking fairly good on the roadways so far this morning. Did get notice early about a traffic accident earlier. This traffic accident, 34th Street North and Market. So up there by 37th and Broadway, that's the area that they had a traffic accident already this morning. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Another mostly clear and cold start to the morning here in Wichita, but finally, temperatures start to warm closer to normal for this time of year. Sunny and 56 this afternoon. A clear sky down to 31 overnight as a weak front moves through. Then tomorrow's high, 55. Another cold front moves in on Saturday, bringing falling temperatures throughout the rest of the weekend. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Right now, partly cloudy. We've got a south wind at 7 miles per hour and 25 degrees. 25. Today is Thursday, November. I've got 14th on my calendar here. It should be the 15th. Ted, what day is it? The 15th?
Yes.
All right.
15th.
Double check that. I don't want to get on any false information, any fake news.
The Ides of November.
The Ides of November. November 15th. And it was yesterday was sunny and warmer. A high temperature of 42. Normal high for the date is 57, but a little bit warmer and pretty nice out there yesterday afternoon because there wasn't much wind. Got out a little bit and enjoyed some of it. But, yeah, weather's straightening up a little bit. Then you just heard Mr. Holliday saying it could be colder on the weekend. November 15th, on this date in 1959, four members of the Clutter family of Holcomb, Kansas, were found murdered in their home. Ex-convicts Richard Hickok and Perry Smith were later convicted of the killings and hanged in a case made famous by Truman Capote's book, In Cold Blood. Anybody who's was alive and can't, I remember vividly when that happened. We didn't have a lot of local TV or anything like that. It was in the newspaper. And I was about 8 or 9 years old, and nine, I guess it was, and it really had an impact on me. Because you got four people out there in western Kansas, and one of my aunts knew Mrs. Clutter. These people were just murdered in their own home, and just the whole countryside was aghast, just terrified. Who's out there? Who's doing this? Today, you look at four people like that, only four of them. But at that time, it was huge.
It's nationwide news.
And then this strange little man comes out from New York to write a book. And that was by the time he got that out, and the movie came out, I was a junior or senior in high school. And I remember that, too. That the movie and book had a huge impact. If you've never seen the movie, the book, by the way, and the movie are just, if you see the movie after you read the book, it's almost like seeing the book on screen. They were that close, I felt, that a really good job.
Was...
Shot it in black and white,
mm-hmm.
And it's creepy. I was reading the book on an autumn night when the wind was blowing and the leaves, I could hear the limbs pounding against the side of the house. Scared me to death. I was a grown man when I was doing that. But anyway, that was on the date, 1959. Police in Santa Ana, California are trying to find a woman who wanted ketchup in the worst way.
And, okay, the worst way.
What about getting some ketchup in the worst way. Police say the woman who was in the drive-through lane of a McDonald's entered the restaurant through the employee door and asked for ketchup. When the manager told the intruder she wasn't allowed inside, a video released by police show the woman attacking the manager.
Oh, boy.
Other employees tried to pry the woman off before a man, who police believe was with the ketchup hunter, entered the Mickey D's and restrained the woman, after which they both left. Apparently, she wasn't getting her ketchup in a drive-thru, so she went into the door, and everything went to pot after that. But there again, you got to wonder whether she might be.
I think there's more to this story.
Could have been inebriated, yep. Or
yeah,
maybe
wrong.
Had a little meth on the way over.
Something's wrong.
Wild and wacky. Officials at a utility company in Massachusetts are bringing out the big gun, literally, to scare away hundreds of crows that hang out near an electrical substation of the National Grid. Now, the gun is a propane-powered air cannon that, instead of firing projectiles, will blast sound.
Right.
It's hoped the noise will scare the crows away. To make sure people aren't scared away, too, officials have warned residents about what's going down. In case you're wondering why the crows are such a concern, the utility says they can cause power outages if they land in the wrong spot, and their droppings are corrosive.
We've had to do that in Wichita before.
Had crow problems here in the past.
Yeah.
I was told by an expert at one time in an interview that the crows are really smart. I mean, for a bird with a little tiny brain, they are smart. They'll outfox you. They'll outsmart you.
There are some years we've had terrible crow populations in Wichita, and they had to use those loud sounds to move on.
Shelly worked at a place where they nested over the parking lot and just dropped it all day long. Our car was a mess while she worked there. She finally had to park a block away. You couldn't get rid of the crows. All right, Ted, phone rang at our house yesterday afternoon, and thought it'd be safe to answer. But I found a telemarketer on the line. The caller ID said Koch Industries.
Wow.
I should have known better. Who would be calling me from Koch?
Right, yeah, first of all. But
then you think, Koch Industries. If you are an employee of Koch, I just want you to know what they're up to. They're using your ID on my phone. Isn't that strange? Of course, we're getting all these, you know, somebody from Abilene or Valley Center, and it's all phony, all of it.
Yeah, it's all just hokum.
But there they are. And, of course, I'm
not. What do they want?
Oh, I don't know. I don't hang around.
First of all,
it's a guy who has a heavy, heavy foreign accent.
Okay.
Who's looking for Shelley can't even pronounce the name, McIntosh. He can't read it and pronounce it. And that's a pretty good giveaway every time.
Yeah.
And anyway, nobody ever calls me with anything I'm worthwhile. So.
No.
Never, ever, ever does anybody call up and say, hey, by the way, got $200,000 down here. Come on down and get it. And if they did, I'd be suspicious anyway. Anyway, Koch Industries, your name's being used to get the telemarketer.
I'm sure they know.
They probably do. I think somebody with that much power and that much resources behind it, maybe Koch could get them all shut down at once somehow. I don't know how they do it. I don't like telemarketers.
That'd be national heroism there.
Yeah, I guess so. They would.
if somebody could figure that out.
6:18 now, Steve and Ted. Lead off sports time with Ted Woodward. And Ted, you were doing PAF for the women's basketball game last night, right?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, and tonight we've got, it's this afternoon. We've got men's basketball, right?
Yep, got the Shocker men getting at it again today after 6 days between games. The Shockers are in Charleston, South Carolina for the 11th annual Charleston Classic. Shocks will play 3 games in the next 4 days, starting in the quarterfinals today against Davidson. Davidson is 2-0. The Shocks are 1-1, coming off their first win of the season. The Shocks are a 1-point underdog going into this one. Of course, the Shockers and Davidson met a couple of times here in the 2010s, a couple of bracket buster games. Now they meet in the first round of the Charleston Classic. Of course, Coach Bob McKillop has been at Davidson for a long time, 30 years, and has run a great program over the years. Some thoughts on that from Wichita State head coach Greg Marshall.
He got it going, and he got players that fit his system. And when he has that, as people around here have seen, when he had Steph Curry and those guys, I mean, they go to the Elite Eight, and he almost beat Kansas to go to the Final Four. They don't have to have Steph Curry to be really, really good. He's proven that. And he's won for years with many, many different generations of players.
The Shockers and Davidson Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull begin pregame coverage at 5 p.m. The game will tip off at 6 o'clock this evening. That's all on 103.7 KEYN. Then join me and Bob Lutz after the game. We'll take your phone calls on the Shocker Locker Room Show. We'll be broadcasting live out at Twin Peaks in East Wichita at 21st and Rock. See you there after the game tonight.
All right.
We'll talk some more of college basketball. It's the KU Basketball Hawk Talk with head coach Bill Self. That's at 6 o'clock tonight over on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. The Jayhawks are ranked number 2 in the nation. Shocker women at home last night at Coke Arena. 1,300 fans on hand as the Shocker ladies beat Sam Houston State 63-55. Jada Hampton had 13 points, 5 rebounds. The Shocker women are off to a 3-0 start for the first time in 16 years. Thursday night football tonight to get the week started in the National Football League. The Green Bay Packers going to Seattle to take on the Seahawks. Packers have yet to win a road game this year, 0-4. Both teams right now, the Packers and Seahawks, are on the outside looking in for a playoff spot, both desperate for a win. Seahawks, Packers, 7 o'clock tonight. You can listen to that game on KFH. And men's basketball last night, Newman wins its home opener as the Jets beat Manhattan Christian 97-51. First win of the season for the Newman men. That's sports with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
All right, Ted, 6:21 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. A new Tennessee lawmaker has called her state racist. He's going to tell us about that coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.